Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Wednesday edition is moving forward, folks. And we have so much to talk about this morning, don't even know where to begin. But certainly, we continue to see the Houthis attacking, even though they were told not to attack. Are you surprised that they did not take the, they didn't get the memo, they didn't say, well, okay, well, we'll just, we won't do that anymore because, 13 nations or something said, yeah, please, you know, don't do that or else. I guess maybe there's not a big enough or else happening. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. As I said, it is the Wednesday edition. Glad to be with you. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. But we will be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend Denise Simon. From FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll bring her back in here in just a moment. So, again, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. But welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, everybody listening on AM 930, everybody listening along the GCN network. And if you're listening on a live stream this morning, we want to welcome you as well. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running. From there, we'll talk about being off and running. Let's bring back Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I did mention the Houthis. They either didn't get the memo, maybe it went to their spam folder or something. I don't know, but they evidently launched the biggest attack that they've done so far. No damage, from what we understand, was reported. But they're not getting the message, are they?
18 suicide drones, 2 anti-ship cruise missiles, and 1 anti-ship ballistic missile. Now, where in the world are the Houthis getting all of that? Oh, Iran. So, our Secretary of State, Mr. Tony Blinken, has traveled the Middle East, met with all kinds of people over there, and then goes to Jerusalem, to our U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, and gives quite the press conference. And really, it was all about restraining Israel, getting aid to the Palestinians, rebuilding Gaza, and establishing a Palestinian state. And went on and on and on and on and on. Okay? But I listened to this. I listened to a lot of questions and answers that he gave. And, you know, this man refuses to even talk about Iran. And I would argue that based on what he spoke about at this presser yesterday, it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody wants to address.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, we still have our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, in the hospital.
That's right. Yeah, and I don't know that there's any, at least I haven't seen, there's no anticipated time when he'll come out of the hospital at this point.
And then they told us it was elective surgery. Elective surgery to deal with pancreatic cancer?
Or prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer?
Yeah.
What? I mean, we are being so lied to. And interestingly enough, little Mr. Ducey in Fox News, the presser yesterday in the White House, challenged Kirby and said, you know, you guys just, you lied to us about this. Could you be lying to us about Biden's own health? And what else are you lying to us about? Why should we believe anything?
Yeah, and then Kirby has to try to, you know, he's a good talker, but you can kind of tell when he's trying to, like,
find the right words.
Exactly.
And they're slippery.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's almost like, I don't want to be here. I don't know why. I have to try to explain this right now, you know, and he just would rather be anywhere else but there at that point.
Well, I mean, we're being so manipulated. And, you know, hat tip for Ducey to even ask those questions. You know, you weren't going to get an answer. But the fact is that it's sending a message that nobody's believing this White House anymore. You know, and that should be the message that they get. Now they want to impeach. There's some discussion about impeaching Secretary Austin.
Right.
Well, okay. I don't want him impeached. I don't want to go through all that. Let's just call for his resignation. It also kind of tells me, I was actually thinking about yesterday, did Secretary Austin do this on purpose so he would get fired?
I mean, don't throw me in the briar patch.
I mean, it's almost as though, you know, the entire chain of command there, nobody was advised of his condition and what was going on. Nobody. The deputies, the national security people, you know, nobody. I just wondered if he did this on purpose because he didn't want the job anymore.
Well, it could very well be. If he resigned, maybe there was something associated with that. But it seems to me, and you mentioned something, I think, on yesterday's program, they have never fired any, I don't think they changed any cabinet positions at this point.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
They haven't.
And usually, you know, wouldn't you think it would be normal to have some conflict or pushback within the administration that causes people to say, I don't want this job anymore?
Well, let's think about the world, perhaps, through Gerald Austin, Secretary Austin's eyes. Okay? We got all this stuff going on in Ukraine. We got all this stuff going on in Iraq with all these attacks. With Iran, with Israel and Gaza and the Palestinians. And it's almost as though we're not being proactive, we're being reactive.
Completely.
Tell me that we're restraining our own military.
That's a very good question, and we'll hold to the other side of the break with that. Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, you stay right there, because I promise we're coming right back. We have so much more to do and say on the program this morning, Wednesday. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, that's right. And again, every time we hear this particular bumper track, I just think about the Ferrari driving through the streets of Miami. With Crockett at the wheel and racing through the streets of Miami, probably chasing a bad guy along with Tubbs. And I always think about that. That's, of course, from Miami Vice. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. And once again, we'll be happy to take your calls then. And let's get right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know what? Before we move on here, this is actually what was said by Peter Ducey at the press briefing room. We'll just hear a quick portion of this just to kind of demonstrate to everybody just how tongue-tied John Kirby really was. Let's listen in.
On the detail on that, but more broadly, why should we believe anything that this administration tells us about anything ever again?
I think we all recognize, and I think the Pentagon has been very, very honest with themselves about the challenge to credibility by what has transpired here, and
So you get the idea, right? Yeah, he was not ready for that question. This was a score by Peter Ducey. And because how else do you explain it? How else can you say? He just needs to say this was totally messed up and, you know, and not we're going to learn from the situation and all this other stuff, because nobody believes that the government could be that inept. I mean, they believe
it. Purposeful.
They believe it, but yeah.
This whole thing was purposeful. There's too many people. I mean, Secretary Austin has a chief of staff. He has a couple of deputies.
People that work there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, did they not miss him either? I mean, much less the White House. And so it wasn't just that the Pentagon lied, the White House lied, because, I mean, Kirby went on to say that it wasn't until literally yesterday that the White House learned why Austin was in the hospital to start with. Yesterday. Okay?
Yeah, this is...
then they told us it was elective surgery. It wasn't elective surgery. Then they asked that it was local anesthesia. It wasn't local anesthesia. Okay, so then we find out, what was it, last week or earlier this week, that they've been lying to us about the unemployment numbers the tune of about a half a million?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the overestimated.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so...
Underestimated.
And then how many lies are we being told about what's going on at the southern border? You know, so, I mean, you know, God bless Mark Levin, but Mark Levin needs to quickly write a book about the lies coming out of the Biden administration. I mean, it would be an encyclopedia. You know, you'd have to have volume 1 through volume 12 to do continuous volumes. I mean, give me a break.
Well, that's right. And certainly, you know, the way that Ducey formed this question was perfect as well, because...
Sure it was.
Yeah, because it's, if they're lying to you in one area, you know, this is part and parcel of liars, by the way. They lie at all kinds of stuff. And then you don't know what to believe, no matter what they say. And, I tell you, so yeah, this is a very serious situation. But I tell you what, Denise, can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in New York if they're removing kids out of high school so they can shelter... migrants there?
Yeah, congratulations. Not only is it affecting adults and businesses, now we're affecting students. So let me put my glasses on, because the memo is actually small print, but let me say it this way. I've been informed, due to the incoming storm affecting New York City, around 2,000 migrants from the Floyd Bennett Field will be transported to the James Madison High School this evening and will be occupying its gymnasium and auditorium overnight. This is both unacceptable and entirely foreseeable, as Floyd Bennett Field is vulnerable to all forms of inclement weather, blah, 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 blah. Our schools are meant to be places of learning and growth for our children. So for approximately 4,000 students who attend Madison High School, their parents are rightfully concerned. So these students have literally already been moved, ladies and gentlemen. They have to go to remote learning so we can house migrants in New York. And
yeah, and there's no other place to try to house migrants. You're in New York City.
We shouldn't have to be finding housing anyway.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, but to displace the kids, I mean, that can also be very, it's disruptive for them, for one thing.
It's outrageous, is what it is. And so, what did this administration, you know, what's the question that we should be asking Mayorkas? Not that you're going to get an answer, but we don't even know what the real number is. Is it 8 million? Is it 11 million that have come in during the Biden administration? Where do they think all these people are going to live? Where are they going to stay? And you know, shame on the conservatives and the Republicans, because I would be doing these documentaries, I'd be taking all these pictures, and I would be going on a full-blown, honest marketing PR propaganda campaign that goes globally and says, all you people that are coming to the United States, let me show you what it looks like when they get here. They're all sleeping on the floors of wherever. Is this what you want? Is this what you're coming to the United States for?
Right. Right. And the administration says don't come, but if you are going to come here, you're going to get all this stuff. I mean, they are getting it. Yeah, and they do have this notion in their minds that just getting to the United States means it's kind of like getting, I don't want to say getting to paradise, but it's getting to a land of, you know, everything's going to sort of just kind of be there for us. But you're right, they get here and it's could in very, very different story in most cases.
In most cases.
Yeah. Not all, but the idea again is that why would you continue to have this destabilizing population expansion? And, you know, because the populations don't even grow at that rate under the most normal of circumstances. But then you introduce, and by the way, the 11 million number you just mentioned, you know, that was 11 million years ago. And there was a big brouhaha.
So it's an additional 11 million again.
Well, no, exactly. But there was a big brouhaha about saying, well, it's probably increased. No, the number is 11 million. And I remember seeing compilations of Democrat government officials and elected officials saying 11 million, 11 million, 11 million, almost to make us think, well, it's only 11 million. Let's just do amnesty because it's just 11 million. But it's more than that.
President Obrador of Mexico is demanded. He wants $40 billion and he wants amnesty. And if we give him all of that, then he'll protect the border.
Well, is that talking to them from a position of strength? I don't think so. You know, You know, at the very least, you know, people think what they will about Donald Trump, but at the very least, he wanted to be able to negotiate from places of strength, or to not come up with ultimatums per se, but be able to have some teeth to what you're talking about in order to get the job done. And this is what's missing in our leadership, is actually getting the job done. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you're not nice to get it done.
I've often said that I don't think that Israel right now is telling the right story about what they have been fighting for decades, since they were established. All of the wars, all of the conflicts with the Palestinians, Fatah, Hamas, Hezbollah, and how they have to live day to day. I don't think they've been telling the right story. I would argue that there are places all across the United States that we're not telling the right story now on how people have to live because of migrants. And here you have a whole pile of students now that are getting displaced, which is throwing the parents into a mess, because these kids have to stay at home now and go to class remotely. Well, how did that work out during all things pandemic? It didn't work out at all. And so, you know, how many people have been, Americans have been hurt in a migrant's DUI car accident, killed, raped, robbed. I mean, all of these crimes, much less what's happening in other schools across the country, because you have to throw in all these migrant students that have no sense of, you know, how to learn in these classrooms when they don't speak the language.
Yep, exactly. But I got to tell you, the reaction to that by the far left and the Democrat Party leader, you're just anti-this, anti-that. You're the problem, right? Stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back, everybody. And we'll open up the phone lines here at the bottom of the hour as well. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News news update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We are making our way through the Wednesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and Denise Simon is with us as well here for another segment here at the bottom of the hour on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget, 949-822-7959, that's the number. If you have a question or comment for Denise, you can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning as well, and we always appreciate that. And let's bring back Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know what? We do have a caller holding on the line here. Let's head over to line number one. We've got Mary in St. Pete, and I believe she has a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, Admiral Kirby, I've been seeing him on TV for years. Actually looks... It's a stretch of the imagination, like he's a plant in that administration on things that he says and does, as changing from how he used to be. As a Navy admiral, and I was in the Navy, it seems like what he's doing is a reverse psychology, or he's being blackmailed, or he's just a plant in that administration. But it seems as if nobody brings up the UCMJ and the fact that all of those things in military code are being thrown out the window.
Mm-hmm.
There are two codes, one civil and then one's the UCMJ. And if you're going by military code of justice, Secretary Austin would have been thrown out. And he knows that as well because he was in the service as well. So if you look at it, it almost looks like one big show as a PSYOP fighting another PSYOP. And the PSYOP you're fighting is communism. So I would say just enjoy the show because that's what the whole thing looks like. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary and St. Pete. We appreciate the telephone call very much. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
It's a nightmare. The whole thing is a nightmare. So who's telling the National Security Council, I would argue, is running the Pentagon. And this is not the first time that we found that this is really happening, because it was going on, too, during the Obama administration. So do you remember the whole scandal about how the Obama White House was sidestepping the Pentagon and going right to the war commanders in the field in Afghanistan and Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and telling them what they could and couldn't do?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is happening again. And that's why I say, I'm not a fan of Lloyd Austin, never have been, but I just wonder if the man's had enough and he did this on purpose because he wants out.
Well, I think that's not any kind of cockamamie theory. I mean, that sounds like it's definitely something that could be, because you never know, and especially because this is a very high level, a place of intrigue, as it were.
Well, there's no defense. There's virtually no defense that this White House can put up, or the the power brokers at the Pentagon can put up that's legitimate defense of what happened. There's none. Zero.
No, not at all. It's a complete breakdown.
Right.
And if it's, I kind of think that your idea of it being somehow on purpose in order to force the hand, because, maybe the president wouldn't accept his resignation or something like that. Who knows?
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think there's more afoot going on here. And I think it necessarily means, or tells us that things are not good with how they are guiding and managing what is going on in the war in Ukraine, in Iraq, with Iran, and then with Hamas in Israel. I think there's more crap going on than we can possibly imagine. And I think that there are some people at the Pentagon that are up in arms about it, and they've all kind of closed ranks. They've all kind of, held things close to the vest and just said, well, we'll just wait this out until the end of our term, and we're out of here.
Right.
there's just something else that's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head back over to the telephone lines. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. He's got a question or comment for you this morning. Denise said, good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
I want to start taking shots. First, I wish General Austin a speedy recovery. I think he's just a small player. And actually, I think more essentially, or unintentionally, he's given us some insight into the lack of leadership in the Oval Office. It's just that simple. I think he's, again, maybe this is like his way of making a statement without, making a statement.
Making a statement.
Yeah, he is, a commissioned officer in the United States Army. He is subordinate to presidential authority. And he can't violate that oath. Let me mention another name. I just want to bounce around a little bit. I like to target the deep state, all right? Do we remember Peter Strzok and his girlfriend, the attorney for the FBI?
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Page.
Let's not forget the email, okay? Let's take out an insurance policy against Donald Trump to prevent him from becoming president. And if he does become president, okay, we can have him removed. This is evidence admissible in a court of law. under RICO statutes. All right? You know, bouncing around again, another target, favorite target of mine, Robert Mueller and Andrew Weissman. Okay? Over $30 million. Okay? Embezzlement, over $30 million for a fraud that they knew was a fraud. Most recently, it's just been released today. What, Fannie Willis,
yep.
DA in Georgia, hired
yep.
her boyfriend. We're talking about chump change now. What,
$700,000 or $800,000?
Okay, $30 million to Mueller and Weissman. Guys, where's the money? $30 million. You know, come on. It is ridiculous.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, we appreciate
you know, Neil, I would say to Neil that he used a word in here that it's been a burr under my saddle this whole time, and that is RICO, racketeering. And I was actually thinking one of the best prosecutors out there when it came to racketeering was Rudy Giuliani with the mafia. And
they destroyed him. They destroyed,
absolutely
you know,
have destroyed him. And I would say that, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday, how can we get poor Rudy Giuliani out of the trouble that he's in and back into the mix so we can go down the path of racketeering? Because you can't
indeed.
Tell me that
indeed.
All things Russiagate well, wasn't racketeering.
Well,
cause it was.
What, I tell you what,
can
Neil,
you hear me?
Neil, we appreciate the call. We got one more call we're trying to get in before the break. But we're glad that
okay.
you called. We'll
all
talk
right.
to you again
thank
soon.
You.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Neil.
All right.
So we've got now we've got Scott in South Florida calling in this morning for Denise. Good morning, Scott. You're on the air.
Good morning, Kyle. So last time we spoke, I believe, Denise, we said something else was going on with this thing with the Admiral. So I kind of suspected that it was some kind of a medical operation that nobody was supposed to know about until he had complications.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
yeah.
With that, the other thing that I wanted to you brought up was the job numbers have been falsified.
Mm-hmm.
So, how can we believe anything that this right. administration is putting out?
We
It's just ridiculous. I can't, you know, the whole world's blowing up and they're lying to us. So
yes.
Just want to yeah. make the point, but thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Scott in South Florida, everybody. We appreciate your call very much. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. Yeah, that's right, Denise. That's basically, and this is why Peter Ducey was so effective, right, in asking Kirby.
I would say, you know, Peter Ducey's next question ought to be to anything that comes out of this White House, will you sign a statement to the truth and accuracy of what you just said? You know, under penalty of perjury or resignation, that we find out it's a lie. Sign your name to a piece of paper that this is truth and accurate.
And they get crickets. Yeah, they get crickets
yeah.
on that. Denise
yeah.
Simon, thanks again so much. It's been great
right.
this morning,
good
and
morning.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website for me. And you can send us a direct message if you simply head on over there. But also check out Denise's website. All our great articles and materials. Folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Kyle One.
All right, the Wednesday edition, folks, continues, rolls along, keeps going. Nothing's stopping it. And we are glad to be with you this morning and glad that you're there, glad to be here. And we have a great segment coming up here, of course. We've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris Markowski right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. That's 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Welcome, Chris, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what. For one thing, I noticed that I think it was Jamie Dimon, I believe, from J.P. Morgan Chase. He's saying that the U.S. economy is starting to look a lot more like the 1970s at this point. I guess maybe it is in some way with the inflation or the possibility of even more at some point.
Well, you're taking a look at the prospects for growth. I mean, and again, he sees growth like I see growth. A lot of this is government stimulated, and you're starting to see more layoffs occur, and you need to get the government out of the way and get back to some more the type of growth that's done by the private sector, not by the the public sector, and we need more, you know, obviously, you know, private sector jobs and all of the government jobs that are being created. So, you know, some of the things that he's trying to get are looking a little bit like that. It's obviously a completely different scenario in regards to energy and a myriad of other things, but a couple parallels here and there, but it doesn't make it the 1970s.
Well, I hope not, because everybody who went through the 1970s doesn't want to return back to, like, the Carter malaise and stuff like that. But you know what? There's a new rule that the Biden administration evidently is either putting into place or trying to put into place, but that's going to force some companies to treat their independent contractors, as it were, as employees. And a lot of businesses are pretty mad about this because it means that their costs, I believe, will go up dramatically. And this really is a game changer, wouldn't it be?
I'm sorry, you broke up there for a second, Kyle. What was that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. And it looks like the Biden administration on Tuesday, this according to the New York Post, issued a final rule that will force companies to treat some workers as employees rather than less expensive independent contractors. It's got a lot of business groups up in arms because obviously it's going to add to the cost of doing business in a big way.
Oh, absolutely. Again, you know, then you also got to take into consideration health insurance and a myriad of other costs, not to mention the fact it's going to hurt those contractors, because businesses will make a decision saying, hey, whether or not they're going to want to keep them on or go a different route in regards to what they do. So, yeah, again, it's the, you know, the federal government tinkering around with the private sector. It's the same nonsense they pull in certain areas when it comes to gig workers. And it's obvious the working man that always ends up getting punished when it comes to this. And not being able to go out and access and create jobs.
Well, we also now know that 3M, at least it was announced earlier, I believe, 3M is starting to freeze their pension plans. They're not going to have any more, I think, after a certain date. I think it's 2028. But a lot of different companies, you know, nowadays, pension plans are more associated with, like, government, you know, jobs and so forth. But in the private sector, that's really kind of gone by the by, hasn't it? More in favor of people having their own retirement accounts, things like that.
Yeah, it's definitely moved over the years towards the 401ks and different types of retirement scenarios that, again, so it's in 401ks, you can put company stock in there as well. Listen, demographics have changed, and the reality is, you know, you want to have a pension that continues to pay out based upon people's life expectancy. People are going to have to put more money away into these. A lot of pensions, including Social Security, you know, as well, the government pension that, in essence is more of a Ponzi scheme, wasn't designed for people to have, you know, three-decade retirements. It's just not sustainable. It's a plus you couple a lot of times that, you know, health insurance after the fact as well. That, you know, if you're going to have a plan like that, a lot more money needs to be put into these pension plans.
Well, indeed. And by the way, you know, what was happening, obviously, with this very serious situation with the Boeing jetliner 737 MAX 9, where the part of the aircraft blew out during flight. Now, what is that going on? Obviously, they're inspecting these planes. They're finding some loose bolts, we understand. But what does that do in terms of the future of Boeing at this point? Because, is it just going to be back to business as usual after they say, oh, we inspected the planes, they're all fine? You know, is that going to fly with the public, do you think? No pun intended.
I don't know. I mean, Boeing has been a disaster, been a mess of a company for a very long time. It's gone the way of a comfy landing spot for people that have either worked in government or worked at the Pentagon. They no longer have engineers running the company anymore. You end up, like I said, with brass from the military and others and bean counters and a company that was, you know, all about, you know, unbelievable design and creativity. Not to mention the fact that the Boeing company is also the recipient of a lot of defense contractor money, a lot of that largesse as well, which, you know, keeps that company going. But, you know, this is embarrassing as far as I'm concerned. This used to be an American champion type of a company that was, you know, people looked up to it all over the world. It's no longer the case. And they need, you know, a wholesale, you know, firing needs to go on in the C-suite. I'm talking board of directors. I'm talking the executives there. They all got to go and got to, you know, stop being a landing spot for everybody that ever worked in the Pentagon. We need people that have actually, you know, got engineering degrees, that are going to be focused on quality control. You're going to be making airplanes because they're just killing a great American company.
Well, indeed. And it's actually kind of embarrassing to a great degree when I think the, we're not talking about Air Force One, but I believe one of the, well, I guess what they call the doomsday plane or something, was not now going to go to a Boeing contract, but so obviously it'll go to something else, but it's not going to be made by an American company. That I think is kind of embarrassing to a great degree.
Well, yeah, and again, it's you know, the wrong focus. And when these companies, again, a lot of times, you know, when you get, you know, the, you know, buddy-buddy, you're rubbing elbows at the government, you get these types of contracts, you know, people are like, well, you got to give this one a job, you got to give that one a job after they're done working at the, you know, the Pentagon or State Department, whatever the hell it may be, and then, you know, you don't have the people that actually have merit that are in the positions. You have people that have, you know, are politicians that weaseled their way in.
Indeed. You know, the Wall Street Journal is talking about this wealth tax that's now being examined and, you know, could go into effect here in California. The Wall Street Journal talking about Democrat legislators are proposing a wealth tax as an alternative to spending restraint. So I guess if you don't have enough money, you bring in this kind of thing, and that's just going to cause a further drain out of California, wouldn't you think?
I mean, good luck with that. I further drain. I mean, I'm talking mass exodus. I don't even know how anybody could account for that, and handle something like that. How do you, you know, you pay taxes on something that you haven't realized yet? It's just a, you know, paper gain. I mean, I've got baseball cards from when I was a kid, that have, you know, supposedly have value to them. If you take a look at the things, but I haven't realized that value. I haven't sold them. Am I going to have to pay taxes on those things? And under a wealth tax, it would have to. It's kind of like artwork. You've got a piece of artwork on your wall, and somebody says it's worth X. You're going to have to pay a tax on that based upon its increased value, even though you haven't sold it. Your stocks, I mean, markets can do crazy things year over year. It's nonsensical. It really is.
Yeah, I completely agree. And there was even something floated not all that long ago about high earners that would leave California, but they would still have to continue to pay taxes to California for several years on. And I don't know what happened with that, but obviously it's this idea of trying to, you know, get as much as you can, claw back as much as you can, I guess.
Well, I mean, but again, you know, you're gonna get a mass exodus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be out of control. I mean, I don't even know, like I said, I wouldn't even know how you go about accounting for something like that.
No kidding. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdog on WallStreet.com. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. We are coming back for the top of the hour. Hour number 4 coming up. Hour number 3 in the books.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with the